Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens out at OTAs today and tomorrow. 3 days next week, then mandatory minicamp. So a lot of stuff going on at the Castle. One winning drive. NFL Lunch. Let's go out there live. For this report, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Vinny Serrato. So, Vinny, we knew earlier today that Rashad Bateman had signed an extension, which we'll get to in a second. Is Rashad Bateman at practice today?
Yes, and he's speaking this afternoon after practice, Bob, and he's getting a lot of congratulatory handshakes and hugs, and Harb just went up to him and gave him a big hug, you know, a couple minutes ago.
Awesome. All right, attendance report. What do we got?
Well, offensively, the only two that I hadn't seen is Lamar, of course, and then D-Hop. Otherwise, everybody else, offensively, Ronnie's back and Cleveland's here, Henry's here. You know, so everybody else seems like they're here other than those two guys. So it's pretty good attendance today. And, Bob, what they did for tomorrow was they moved it up from 11 to 1, hoping that guys would stay and not leave. Otherwise, they were figuring that. Not a lot of attendance tomorrow.
All right, so give us an intel on what you've seen so far. Granted, we're still, I guess, a few minutes away from the meat and potatoes of this Thursday OTA session.
Well, Bob, one of the things that I just noticed, you know, because I'm on the offensive side, and they do have stands up today because the PSL owners are here. So we're on that side of the field. And looking at Roger Rosengarten, because what I say about him last year, you know, don't they have a weight room, you know, at Washington? You know, so he looks bigger. It looks like he's been in the weight room. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He looks good physically up top. So that is a good thing. And then in the special team stuff earlier, watching Harv's work, the special teams work on tackling and stuff. He's out there demonstrating drills, feeling spry this afternoon.
Now, what else do we need to keep an eye on today? As, you know, the Ravens, we're still weeks away from pads and all that good stuff. But, you know, trying to get that quality work in out of one winning drive.
Well, like the stuff they do now, Bob, is like they take their helmets off. And then on one end of the field, it's one offense and two offense against one defense, two defense. And then on the other end of the field, it's threes and fours, offense and defensively, so they can get a lot more reps. They take the helmets off, and it's like you go full speed for one step, and then you stop. That's what it is till about 1:30. Then we'll get into more meat and potato stuff. So right now it's just kind of learning, teaching, going through, getting an understanding of, you know, assignments and stuff. So that's what's going on. It's anticlimactic right now.
Now, with the rookies, some of the defensive guys, and we talk about Starks and Mike Green, and you mentioned Teddy Buchanan and his little teeny tiny arms there. But what about Kone and the kid from Rutgers back there, Longerbean?
Longerbean, the thing that he's going to struggle with, Bob, just looking at him, because he's got the speed, he's got the athletic skills, he's just like 170 pounds, you know, and he didn't tackle well at Rutgers. So that's what's going to be interesting to see how he does. You know, the pads are going to determine what happens with him. You know, can he step up? Because if he can't tackle, you know, how's he going to play special teams if he's, you know, the fifth or sixth corner? And that's going to be a big thing. Whereas, you know, Kone is a bigger guy, you know, much bigger, Western Michigan kid, you know, so, and he's like 6'1". So he's got a chance, you know, because he's got good movement skills and stuff. And he will tackle, you know, on his college film and stuff, he would tackle. So we'll see. I mean, can't do one-on-ones, so that's hard to determine anything. But, you know, right now, I think he'll be fine if he'll tackle and compete, you know, when they come training camp. And probably the mandatory mini camp will show a little bit more. And then where they line him up, you know, like if he's getting some, you know, reps with the twos and stuff, then they're liking what they've seen thus far.
Now, real quick, Vinny, with no pads, a defensive line, you really can't get an idea of what they can or cannot do from a rookie perspective. What about Aeneas Peoples? Has he done anything that has stood out to you one way or another?
Yeah, Bob, the only thing that it scares me a little bit with him, because, like, he's not going to be a first down player because of his size, and he's got short little arms too. But he's got to win initial move quickness. And that's going to be a nickel and dime situation. And if he struggles with the big guys, he's going to have a hard time making a team. So that one's going to be interesting because, like, when I was watching him the other day, when he's in line and trying to get around these guys, you know, like Falele, he's got 36-inch arms and he's got 31-inch arms, you know, and he's 6 foot tall. You know, so that he's got to be able to win with speed and quickness off the snap. And we probably won't determine that till pads. Some of these guys, Bob, like, you won't know how good they are till the pads come on. And that's, you know, that's going to be the case really with O-line and D-line.
All right, Vinny, any closing thoughts for the listeners before you get back out there to one winning drive?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. You know, a lot of excitement and a lot of happiness for old Bate, which I'm happy for him, you know, that he got paid and stuff. And, you know, this is a good time for Cooper Rush really to get a good feel for his receivers and for the offense.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Vinny, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Bye.
There's Vinny out there with the Ravens. OTA's underway. No Lamar Jackson out there again today. Maybe he'll be there next week. We'll definitely be there in a couple of weeks as it's mandatory minicamp. When we come back, American League East report. Look what happened last night in the division. Look ahead to today's schedule as well. Orioles take it on the Mariners at 3:40. Have Seattle's lineup, which we'll give you still waiting for Baltimore's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Bottom of the hour preview the NBA Finals with him and talk about everything else on his sports mind, which is very vast of knowledge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, American League East report. Seattle's lineup coming up momentarily. Last night in Seattle, the Orioles, two-run triple from Heston Kerstad in the seventh inning. Proved to be the difference in the game as the Orioles beat the M's 3-2. Adley Rutschman hit a bomb in the sixth inning, his first home run in a couple of weeks. Sixth of the year to help the Orioles cause there. Orioles with the win have won their fifth in a row. Felix Bautista got himself out of a jam. For his 11th save, Cade Povich goes 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, 80-plus pitches where he got hooked. Yennier Cano, who had a rough May, he picks up the win. So the Orioles continue to play better baseball than they have in quite some time. First 5-game winning streak since last June, where between June 7th through the 12th, they won 6 in a row, which they could duplicate with a win today. Zach Eflin is on the hill, 4-2 with a 4.46, coming off that great start last week against the White Sox. Brian Wu, he's 5-2, right-hander, 282, mid-90s stuff. He's got the power cutters and the sinkers and all of this, the four-seam fastball. So he's going to bring some quality to the equation for Dan Wilson's M's starting lineup for the Mariners. Crawford's at shortstop. Polanco's the DH. Rodriguez in center. Raleigh behind the plate. Rosarena's in left. Rowdy Tellez is at first base. Tavares is in right field. Mastrobuoni is at third. And then Young is second base, as we said, in support of Brian Wu for the Orioles. You know, seeing some more production here from guys that we've been criticizing a lot. Adley Rutschman's been kind of number one in the target area. Heston Kerstad is not far behind. And when they contribute to the cause, it obviously makes the Orioles a better team. I'm not stating something that nobody doesn't know for themselves. I mean, it's a very fundamental game. We talked about it a couple of hours ago with Mike Bordick. You hit with runners in scoring position. You field your position. You get quality out of your rotation. Your bullpen's on point. Look at this. You have a 5-game winning streak. Yes, it's just the White Sox. Get that. But, you know, Seattle's not the 27 Yankees or the 2001 Mariners or the 97 Mariners. But they were in first place. And the Orioles haven't been great on the road. So, another series won. Hopefully get another sweep here before they head to Sacramento and taking on the A's. Now, last night, yesterday afternoon, actually, in the American League East, Fenway Park, Red Sox trying to avoid the sweep against the Angels. And they got some dramatic walk-off home run stuff here.
Now the fly down the right field line. That one heading toward the stands. And that's going to be a fair ball. And that ball is gone. It's out of here. He tucked it in there. And he walks it off. Seydon Rafaela with a home run. A two-run shot. And the Red Sox steal a win here.
Yeah, they were getting pounded early. 4-0, the Angels were in the lead, and then things got kind of slugfesty. Seydon Rafaela nesting on the call with the two-run pesky polar as Boston avoids the sweep. And I don't know if you saw before the game. Coaches getting into it. Tyler Anderson won at Flores, the first base coach for Boston. And then other coaches got involved because Tyler Anderson, who got roughed up in his start the day before, was implying that Boston was stealing signs from first base. Now, they have this pitch track com thing where it seems like it's almost impossible to do so because the catcher has the little wristwatch that he signals into the thing in the hat where it's an intercom system, and outfielders have it as well, maybe to know positional alignment. I don't know how. Now, then again, I'm not the brightest guy in the world. How a first base coach could steal signs and tip. But either way, that's what Tyler Anderson apparently was all pissed off about, and it led to an early confrontation prior to the game. But anyway, Red Sox win it, avoid the sweep. Cleveland taking on the Yankees, and some long ball fun for the Guardians.
Swung and driven, high, deep to right, forget about it! Angel Martinez with a towering two-run home run to right. And the Guardians jump on top, 2-0, two batters into the game.
You heard that on Guardians Radio. Manzardo went deep as well. Luis Ortiz goes 5 2/3 of shutout baseball, 3 hits, 7 Ks, as the Guardians win game two of that series against the Yankees. 4-0. Toronto taking on the Phillies. We talk about walk-offs. We all love walk-offs. Well, how about this one?
Fastball hit high and deep right center. And off the wall, and the Blue Jays win it. Alejandro Kirk has done it again.
Sportsnet on the call, as you heard, the girthy one. Alejandro Kirk walk-off single. As the Blue Jays edge the Phillies 2-1, Bo Bichette drove in a run in that game. Jeff Hoffman picked up his fifth win of the season. Usually when closers are accumulating wins because they're blowing saves and they're pitching when the team comes from behind. That wasn't the case yesterday for Hoffman. Remember, briefly an Oriole. It looked like they had to reach the deal. Then the medicals came back. Then he got a save early, blowing kisses at the Orioles dugout. We remember the fond old days of just a couple of months ago. But Toronto, playing good baseball, get to the standings in a second, 2-1. And it was the Rays taking on the Rangers, and a former Terp been carrying a big stick lately.
And a hot shot back into deep center. Carter's going to go to the wall. That baby is gone. Home run off the bat of Brandon Lau.
Brandon Lau, that's FanDuel Sportsnet. Dwayne Stats on the call. 12th home run of the season as the Rays hold off the Rangers 5-4. Former Oriole Jonah Heim went deep for Texas. Shane Baz gets the win. Fairbanks picks up his 11th save as Tampa wins that one 5-4 in the American League East and beyond today. First, we'll start with the division. You got Philadelphia at Toronto, 307. Cleveland at New York, 705. Texas, Tampa, 735. In the Orioles and Mariners at 340. There is a game in action right now in the Braves and the Diamondbacks. Top of the fourth in Atlanta, and we've got a slugfest going on. 6-3 right now as Atlanta leads Arizona. I'm sure you saw the news yesterday where Corbin Burnes went on the IL with elbow discomfort, looking for second and third opinions on said elbow as he left his start Sunday abruptly. And you could hear him or see him mouth the words elbow. So he leaves and hopefully comes back at some point. But Corbin Burnes, no surprise, going on the IL there. Standings update, American League East and beyond. Yankees 5.5 on both Tampa and Toronto. The Red Sox, they're kind of a cluster bleep. They're still ahead of the Orioles. They're 9 back. Birds are 13 off the pace. Tigers 6 games up on the Twins in the Central. Houston now takes over first in the West because the Orioles have been handling their business against the Mariners. Mariners are a half game back in the NL East. The Mets, they're playing good baseball. They're 1.5 up on the Phillies. Central, Cubbies are now 4.5 up on the Cardinals. And out West, the Dodgers, they're a game up on the San Diego Padres. And in case you're wondering, and I guess you are, wildcard standings. The Orioles, they're 8 games back of the last wildcard. All right, they're 13 back of the division. But they've passed the A's, who stink right now, losers of 9 in a row, and the Orioles will see them starting tomorrow. But the Orioles are 8 games out of the wild card. Nolan, before you hit the break, got to see them. They got to be at 500 or above by the trade deadline for me to go all we believe, I guess.
Right. Well, while you were out yesterday, I mentioned something about this upcoming schedule. And to me, it's really about June in particular. You know, trade deadline, all-star break, forget that stuff. After this series with the A's, I want to say the most daunting stretch, but in terms of no off days, they're going to play about 15 or 16 games in 15, 16 days in a row. You're playing Detroit. They're on fire. Angels are competent. Rays always give you fits. New York after that. So, again, much tougher competition here. No off days. We'll see how they fare.
So the Orioles try to handle their business, finish things in Seattle. As Nolan said, you know, get this gauntlet thing rolling. They're off Monday, and then they're back home. And then they travel, then they're back home, and then the all-star break will be here before you know it. But all the Orioles can do right now, and I'm stating the obvious, just handle your own business, and then chips will fall where they may. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, get caught up on what's going on in his world. Talk NBA Finals with him, NFL, get his thoughts on the baseball season heading into this month of June. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. As soon as I get the Orioles lineup, I'm going to refresh right now. We'll give it to you as 340 is first pitch against the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Games. Didn't hear the news earlier today, but Rashad Bateman got a 3-year contract extension from the Baltimore Ravens worth almost $37 million. It's 20 mil. Guaranteed, and we were talking earlier, 2,000-yard receivers for the Ravens. Not necessarily a franchise milestone. Well, it kind of is, I guess, because it's only happened once, and that was the first year of their existence when Vinny Testaverde was heaving that football up and down the field at Memorial Stadium and other parts in the NFL to Derek Alexander and the late Michael Jackson. Because as they were both over 1,000 yards, and then the next guy, the third, was like over 200 yards receiving. I mean, this Ravens, since the turn of the century, franchise has been predicated on great running game, insert a running back, and they're going to come in and do great things. I mean, Jamal Lewis, remember? And then Ray Rice. And for a year, Justin Forsett. And then guys like Gus Edwards, who were undrafted, coming in and being studs. J.K. Dobbins, stud. Doing things to fill that hole. And then great defense on top of it. Reliable kicker, if not great kickers at times. But air assault offense, not necessarily what the Ravens historically are known for. And Bateman and Zay Flowers, 1,000 yards each. I'm not saying it's impossible. I don't even want to say it's improbable. But is it necessary? Because, again, they've had the number one rushing offense or near the top for years. Definitely since Lamar took over as the starting quarterback. Now, Philly was up there. But the Ravens, because you have this brilliant running quarterback who also threw for over 4,100 yards and 40 touchdowns, it's just such an awesome weapon to have. So do you want to become more pass happy to keep up with the Joneses? Or if you're Todd Monken, are you becoming more pass happy because it's the best way to maximize the personnel that you have? So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Ravens will have two guys have over 1,000 yards receiving. I just think they have so many other things they can do that it might not be necessary for that. Because Likely's big play, and we know it, of course, Andrews has done historically. It's just, it's a fun team potentially offensively, and it's a great thing, hopefully, to watch. But Rashad Bateman sticking around. And a year ago at this time, a lot of people talking about him possibly being of the bust variety. And I think we might have been on board with that here on this program. Not because of production, that he wasn't any good. Production because he was always hurt. And maybe he would pout and toss the helmet. And you know, if he wasn't part of the game plan, he would check out mentally. I mean, that was widely reported. But last year, focused 17 games and had a brilliant season. But Nolan, before we get to the phones, I don't think it's essential that the Ravens need two 100, or one, if they have 100,000 yards, that's the greatest offense in the history of any professional sport. I don't think it's essential they have 2,000-yard receivers. Be nice and not improbable. But I don't think that has to be something for them to win.
I agree. Yeah, especially if they're going to be a little more run heavy or at least balanced. I mean, you can't abandon that. And it looks like Mike's calling me back here. Let me pick him
Let's
up.
Let's get old Mike Harmon in there. So just tuning into the program, we got Rashad Bateman locked up for 3 years, and he's at practice. He will meet with the media today along with Zach Orr to talk about his defense, and he's got a brand-new fancy piece in his rookie safety, Malachi Starks. But let's talk some sports. Go around the sporting world with Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. I want your Plex is the podcast. He's the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Flexing it up. What's going on, boys? How are we?
We're doing all right. Orioles going for a sweep, trying to win their sixth in a row. And as we talk about, you know, the most disappointing team in baseball, with all due respect to White Sox, who the Orioles handled last week, and the Rockies, they were expected to be bad. But the Orioles have been unexpectedly bad, even though they're showing a pulse here. So, I mean, are we looking at an Orioles team that, if you were making a futures bet from today on, that might be able to win you a little money? If you're looking to put them down to accomplish some things, maybe leading into a playoff sort of scenario.
I got to figure out where their new wins total is, but 8-2 in the last 10, get healthy, maybe make a move here. It's the opportunity to make some noise, because the rest of the division sputtering a bit as well. Not exactly the juggernauts. I mean, the Yankees are doing their thing. But everybody else kind of at that 500 or just below. The Red Sox have a lot of question marks and the Blue Jays haven't exactly been playing great ball. Better of late, actually, most teams, everybody with the Red Sox in division, but still in shouting range. So, yeah, go make some noise.
All right, now we were talking before the break about the dust-up Angels versus the Red Sox pregame, where Tyler Anderson, and you're a smart guy. You graduated from Northwestern, which means you're smart. How does the first – because he implied, I guess, according to reports, that the first base coach Flores was stealing signs. How is that possible? I mean, first base coach in the olden days where you got 1, 2, 3, the inside, outside maybe, but with the pitch calm and all this stuff, how do you do that? So I was surprised to see that, even though modern technology, there's nothing's impossible, I guess.
You know, it was funny, right? Because we were talking about this little Smith and I, and more so off air, trying to figure it all out to that very point of, is there some unwritten rule if you're on the field of play, anything you hear and see, you're supposed to be dumb and mute and just look the other way versus actually being an active participant of things and hearing, you know, or seeing something that gives you a tip. I mean, look, these guys are around the game. They notice subtle differences. And if they relay them and happen to have guessed right, all of a sudden that's a thing for beef during the changeover in batting practice. Yeah, it was an odd set of circumstances. Wildly entertaining game yesterday, 11-9. Being your final in that walk-off home run that went, 209 feet.
Right.
But all of that to say, we were trying to figure out the same thing. Like, where was he getting his insight? What was he seeing without the Zapruder film and a bunch of angles to give us some kind of guesswork? I think I'm right along with you of, all right, what am I missing? But more so, we just had that on-field thing of, all right, is the first base coach just supposed to stand there and just wave guys around and not be an active participant in the proceedings? Just seems like someone maybe got a little bit lazy, catchers and pitchers and their coordination and communication. And instead of just saying, all right, move on. Hey, you're a scuffling team. You're trying to find an edge. You're going to take what you can.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. It is Total Request Thursday. NBA Finals start tonight. OKC versus Indiana. And this thing should be interesting. You've got the MVP of the league in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You have Tyrese Halliburton, for as brilliant as he was, didn't even win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Then went to Siakam there, number 4 seed. OKC, and I'm not just saying it because Aaron Wiggins is a Terp and he's been a key contributor to their success this year. I'm going Thunder in 5-6 tops. What does Mike Harmon think there?
Well, I gave it the Thunder in 6 as the official on air, and it's a little wishing and hoping, hope not being a strategy at all. But that you're trying to find your angles here of, where are there some similarities, lengthy defenders. Secondary scores, right? Siakam was actually their leading scorer this year, barely above 20 a game, but the point being that it didn't come out of the blue necessarily, that he was their leader, and ultimately one of the great videos of recent memory of Halliburton thinking he's won it starts to step forward through the Homer Simpson back into the hedge move. But maybe he could use that as motivation, like he used that overrated vote. So maybe we get a little bit of that. But between Turner and some of these guys that can step out and make threes, it is that similarity to what the Thunder are able to do, a deeper bench, all of those things. One thing the Thunder will do that the Knicks couldn't is that they will actually close out on defense. And I think that's ultimately what makes the difference and gives them the series win. But and perhaps it's just me because I've got to sit and watch it and analyze it while we're on air. That I need a close game better than the +9.5. It would seem to me it's a fool's errand to try to pick the Pacers. That just means you don't like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Canada, or you just want a less small team to win. I don't know, something like that.
Mike Carbett, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDome.com. I want your flex. Mike, what's going on in podcast world, the radio world, and everything else you got going on here? As you know, OTAs are hot and heavy. We got plenty of football that we'll be talking about in the ensuing weeks and months. But what's keeping you busy right now?
Well, we're starting to get the fantasy football stuff rolling back up. Well, I mean, look, life is busy. It's the end of the school year, Bob, as you well know. So, you know, trying to get the kids to the finish line without relying on too much sugar and caffeine to take them down a bad path that, you know, their old man had gone. So trying to keep them honest and keep them on the good nutrition. So that's part of it. But Byer and I started on our Sundays to start doing division by division. So we did some fantasy AFC East. Happily, there weren't a lot of guys. So we still got plenty of meat on the bone for the rest of those divisions as we traverse week to week. So that's in the podcast, the I Watch Flex. That'll be back in earnest for full rankings, breakdowns, and the demolition of your favorite players and teams, just because that's how we do things. I mean, you can't, you got enough people doing the sunshine and happiness and rainbows. No. Fantasy world, I tell you where it's going wrong. And then Smith and I arguing the Knicks are out, so that means he's been a bit of a pill this week. The Mets played the Dodgers. That was not fun. They've got a day game today, so my producer and he have had a bunch of knockdown, drag-out fights on air where I get to stand there like Mills Lane calling for stoppages. So it's been pretty fun that way. But, yeah, we're hitting that winning time. I actually talking hockey. I mean, come on. We got an overtime game in game one.
So, oh, my God. Things are going haywire in the sports talk world nationally. Mike, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you, buddy. Be well. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Here's Mike Harmon, everybody. We'll come back. Real quick, Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Orioles taking on the Mariners. 3:40, first pitch. Birds going for the sweep. For the Birds of Baltimore, going for the sweep today. Rashad Bateman, 3-year extension with the Ravens. We've talked about that. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. All right, Nolan, what's up? Featured Artist Friday looking like?
Well, featured artist tomorrow, we got a call for this one, not just a text. And anytime someone is that passionate enough to call, that carries a little more weight.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Dokken tomorrow.
Dokken
tomorrow. Now, the caller said he hasn't heard us do them as a featured artist. I feel like we've done him at least once, but either way, they're featured artists
right,
tomorrow.
Rocking with Dokken. Saw him up for Judas Priest, 1986, at the Capitol Center. In the olden days of stuff. Nolan, any closing thoughts? Are we going to the Funhouse where Inside Access takes over?
Let's get a sweep. Bring it home.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens. Rashad Bateman's extension. Texter here says this is easily the best wide receiver room the Ravens have ever had from a talent perspective, and I'd say they reach that with Flowers and Bateman alone. Anything Hopkins actually adds would push it even higher. They will achieve more with less targets than the 96 core, and if they win it all, they'll have the hardware to match Bolden, Torrey, and Jacoby in 2012.
No doubt about the hardware. I think this is a better Ravens team in totality than that one was back in 2012. And not only with Bateman and Flowers and D-Hop, who's looked great by all accounts at OTAs, Tez Walker, what's he bringing to the equation here? Year two in the Todd Monken offense. Brings a speed element. So they've got some burners on the outside as well, not to mention what likely at Andrews have brought to the equation at the tight end spot. I mean, could we see maybe Keaton Mitchell be a little shifty guy catching the ball out of the backfield? Who knows? But sky's the limit for this offense. Passing, running, you name it. Find a weakness outside of who's your starting left guard. Not trying to trivialize it, by the way, but this team's loaded on offense.
Now, as far as multiple 1,000-yard receivers, this texter says maybe one 1,000-yard receiver and a 1,000-yard tight end, if we're willing to count that. Likely, and Andrews get used just as much as the wideouts anyway. I didn't think they would be able to spread it around as much as they did last year, so I'm keeping an open mind on what's possible in Monken's third year.
Yeah, and I think he's pretty excited about the possibilities of being a little bit more creative in this offense. We talk, do you make up for what Henry might say? Henry rushed for almost 2,000 yards, trim 400 off of that. Where are you making that 400 yards? Could it be Keaton Mitchell getting that on the ground? Do you throw it 400 more plus? I mean, Lamar did throw for 4,100 yards last year. I mean, how much more does he really have to go to achieve this offensive greatness?
And our last text here on the Orioles, this comes from Russell and Frederick, who says, as an optimistic Orioles fan, I'm absolutely starting to believe that they might be able to turn this thing around, given that they are, in fact, playing better. Doesn't look like they're just going through the motions. Still a ton of work to do, but in the meantime, I will happily drink the orange Kool-Aid.
Well, drink it while it's cold, and right now it's cold because they're hot, and they're going to get healthier. I mean, Kowser's presence was felt immediately when he homered in the first game of this series. You're going to be getting Laureano back. Mullins is running. Mountcastle doesn't look like he's returning anytime soon. And maybe, you know, maybe, I'll call me selfish, I'd like to see Tyler O'Neill earn some of these millions of dollars that Mike Elias gave him in the offseason. But the key to it all, Nolan, you brought it up earlier, the pitching has been huge. And if you can start getting this offense on track to where they're averaging 5 runs per game, who knows? Who knows what can happen? They're still 12 games under 500. They're still 13 games out of first, 8 out of the wild card. But they're trending in a much more positive direction than they were 2 weeks ago. That's for sure. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. Dokken will be ripping it with Ryan at noon. Vinny will be giving us an update on what he saw today out there at OTAs. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Inside Access coming up next. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.